to speak a little bit this morning about the condition of our world with the wind. We wonder sometimes how the world gets in the condition that it's in and how things get worse and worse. And then we talk about the good old days when people used to go to church, churches used to be pretty full. Sometimes you have a Bible conference or revival, and people would stand outside with the windows open so they could hear the messages inside. And today, you go to church, you're fortunate to find a church with 12, 14, 20 people in it. And those that have a lot more than that usually have a lot of kids in it. But kids grow up a lot of times. Kids grow up a lot of times, and they leave the church and go off to school or whatever, and or get married and move away, and that's how you know they're not even going to church. We live in a very harsh world today, a very ugly world. It's terrible what we go through in life in this world, and it seems like it's getting worse and worse, and it is. The Lord said it would wax worse and worse as time moved on. He even said in the churches there would be an apostasy or a falling away, and we see that today, don't we? I mean, you couldn't fall away much more. If it did, we wouldn't exist. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk a little bit this morning about people and about righteous and unrighteousness. In Romans chapter 3, the first part of this chapter, first eight verses, are basically talking about how that God is faithful and just. And then the last part, from verse 21 down to the end of the chapter, is talking about God's righteousness for us being by faith. But in the middle, verse 9 through 20, is talking about people. It's not talking about a certain group of people. It's talking about all people. Now let's read the scriptures real quick. It's in verse 9, what then, are we better than they? The Jews is asking, no, and no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. All under sin. There's no one ever born outside of Jesus Christ who was not born under sin. We all come from our mother's womb speaking lies. We were conceived in iniquity. We are sinners. All of us. There's no good in us. We might see good. I might see good in someone. I might see good in lost people. I might see good. And I was listening to a story just yesterday, Rebecca and I, about a family out in Los Angeles who had a child that was very, very sick. And they tried everything they could because they had a place over in New York that would tend to the child and hopefully get it better. And eventually the child passed away after a few years. But his life was extended because one person had grace enough to help them, and that was Donald Trump. He sent his plane from New York to L.A. to pick up the child with nurses and doctors aboard, and they brought the child to New York and helped the child somewhat. So we see good in some people, don't we? I'm not saying that he's a Christian. I don't know that he is or he isn't. I've never asked him. But I will say this, that we see good in people. People donate money to schools or colleges. They get their names put on buildings, and they donate to cities, build bridges. And we got a bridge out here named Ross Perot Bridge and a theater named Ross Perot Theater, all because Ross Perot pumps money into the economy. They do a lot of this to get their names on things. See, you got to look beyond what people are doing and look at people's hearts while they're doing it. So the Lord says, As is written, verse 10, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh unto God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher, and with their tongues they have used deceit and poison. The poison of ass is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing or bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of law, there shall be no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Now, I can't possibly cover all of this I want to cover, so I'm going to cover just a little bit of it, enough to try to make some people understand a few things. My glasses are broken. God said in verse 9, for we have before proven both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. So it doesn't matter if you're a Jew, it doesn't matter if you're a Gentile, we are all under sin, everybody. There's nobody born righteous, there's nobody born upright, never has been, never will be, except for Jesus Christ, who did. Adam wasn't his father, God was his father. But ever since the fall, Adam and Eve were created upright, and ever since the fall, sin has ruled and reigned in this world and in the hearts of people. All people handle things different. They handle sin different. We see it different in people. Some people are totally evil, and some people are mildly evil. But all hearts are evil, aren't they? They are all sinners. They are all enmity with God. Everybody. No human. No manner of any human ability. Birth, education, money, race, nationality, or any other human existence make one better than the other, because we're all sinners. We can say because we're this race or this country, or because we're born of the Trump family or the other families in the United States of America that are filthy rich like Musk and the other rich people out there. You know, they all have life easy, and you know, but they're still sinners. We're all sinners. All of us. There's no difference. The Lord said there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles. We are all under sin. All of us. That's the way we are raised up. That's the way we live our lives. Go to Psalm 51, if you will. God said of all people, Psalm 51, verse 5, he says, behold, I was shaping in iniquity, the psalmist writes, and in sin did my mother conceive me. The word shaping means brought forth, meaning we are all brought forth from the womb, stained with iniquity, and as sinners and depraved. People need to understand, and this is where a lot of people don't understand, because they don't get it. They don't care to search the scriptures. And most of them, because of their human elements of their life, just flat out won't agree with it, even though it's God's word. I've heard, with all due respect to God's word, so many times it makes me want to regurgitate. Anytime you say, in respect with God's word, you're saying, I'm about to lie to you. Because let God be true and all men be liars. So there is no respect for God in respect for God's word. There's God's word. It says what it says, and it means what it means. And just because people don't believe it or people can't accept it, that's their problem, not God's problem. That's their problem, right? So therefore, We must understand that all sinners are brought forth out of a mother's womb as sinners. What's wrong with the sinner? First of all, they transgress against God because they come from their mother's womb speaking lies. They're already sinners. They were sinners before they were born because Adam sinned. Since they come out speaking lies, then they don't know the truth. They don't know how to tell the truth. They don't know how to live in the truth. They don't know how to live honestly. You say, oh, no, all people are honest. Do you? Do you really? I don't think you know that many that are honest, because they may be honest in some things, but they're not in a lot of things. Most things are not. You may see them. How we see somebody doesn't make them righteous in God's eyes. Because God not only sees their actions, He sees their heart behind the actions. Our minds, as born sinners, we were cardinal mindset. And enmity against God. That means we had hate for God. Had hate for God's word. We did not like it. We didn't even care about God, as he says here. We didn't even think about him. We didn't want him. We might have went to church. We might have been reared up in church. A lot of people are brought up in church. A lot of pastors' children are brought up in church, and they're never saved. A lot of children are brought up in church. They go up in the world and never go back to church because they're not saved. We don't know who's saved, who isn't saved. So the Lord tells us to look at the fruits, and by that we should be able to tell. But even at that, you can't always tell who's saved, who isn't saved. We just assume a lot of things that we don't even know. That's part of that sinfulness in us. We were all born in total depravity, in a total depraved state. If you don't understand what total depravity is, it means there's no good in us. From up here to the bottom of our souls, in every one of us, there was no good in us. The Lord says over in Romans that he gets no glory from lost people. None, not an ounce, not an iota of glory does he receive from lost people. Because there are no holiness in them. Holiness and good and respectability was all lost in the fall. Long before we were ever born, all of these things were lost. When we're born just like filthy rags. We're an old wretched people. We grow up to be old wretched men and women. I mean, we just don't have anything good about us unless God saves our souls. Unless Jesus Christ is made real to us in our hearts and we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ at that time. Now, people want to overlook these things, they want to ignore them, and they want to talk to them like they don't exist. And one of the worst doctrines you can possibly preach to people outside of irresistible grace and limited atonement is the fact that we're no good. Oh, no, people are good. No, people are not good. People are hateful. They're mean. And if you want to see them, you can see them. We just a lot of times have a blind eye to things, don't we? Every single person born is born under the power of Satan. Satan got dominance over people when Eve ate of the forbidden fruit and caused her husband to eat of the forbidden fruit. Satan took dominance because we were all born sinners because of that. So therefore, sin and Satan has dominance in our life. That's why we're totally depraved. Lord says there's no good in it. No, not one of us. And somehow, just like work for salvation, Lord says it's not a work, but somehow, religious group after religious group after religious group that calls themselves churches all of a sudden will tell you that you got to work to get to heaven. If you got to work to get to heaven, then doesn't Jesus Christ become useless? Isn't his death become vain? It does, because if he's not needed, he's not needed. If he's not needed, then why in the world did God ever send him here? And I'm not going to all the scriptures because I have a bunch, so some of them I'm just going to quote, you already know. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Lord said, in whom the God, little g, of this world hath, listen, blinded the minds of them which believe not. Not some of them that believe not, but all of them that believe not. Satan has blinded their minds because they were born with dead spirits. If you have no living spirit, you cannot communicate with God. If you do not have a living spirit, you cannot communicate with God. Therefore, Satan and sin has dominance over people. Listen, folks, outside of Christianity, there are no good people. And the only reason we're good at all is because Jesus Christ died for us on that cross. Jesus Christ, with his blood, cleansed us from our transgressions. God elected to use his blood to cleanse us. There is no good in you. There is no good in me. The only good in us is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the only good. And if he ever left us, we would fall back to the same wretched trash yard, dump ground that we come from. The dump ground of sin. We would fall right back into it. Second, go back to our text in verse 10. And God said, there's not one single person born with any righteousness. He says, there is none righteous, no, not one. No, not even one. No human being has in himself or herself ever been righteous outside of Christ. You say, well, I see, oh, so-and-so over here, he's not saved. In fact, he doesn't believe in God, but he's a very good person. He's not a good person. He is a sinner. He is lost. He is going to hell when he dies. He hates God. He hates Christianity. He hates everything about the Word of God. And he hates you because you're a Christian. You may not see it. You may not understand it. But God said it. And that should be all that matters. The Lord said we are depraved, totally depraved, and we have no good in us. Not one ounce of good outside of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, talking about the Holy Spirit, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Did I say that? No, God said that, didn't he? The Holy Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. No, I'm not reading this slow because you're too ignorant to understand. I'm reading this slow so that we can soak in what God is saying. Because a lot of times Christians don't soak things in, do they? Neither know him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Isn't that beautiful? To every Christian, that ought to be just outstanding news. That ought to just make our hearts jump with joy. Amen. That Christ Jesus is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. God is in us and with us, and everything we do, God is there. Amen. Working. We don't always understand it, do we? Why does God allow such bad things to happen to his believers? That article I was talking about, I won't put it on our newsletter. I'm going to get it in there next week. In fact, use the whole day, the whole thing. Tells us all of these things. It's wonderful. Some of the most, something I've been wanting to write for decades, and I just can't figure it out in my mind. He's apparently a whole lot smarter than I am, but he got it right in there just perfect. And it's how God allows bad things in our life. It's how that things happen in our life. Not because God is mad at you. It's not because God hates you. Not because God disappointed with you. God loves us. He loved us before the foundation of the world. He loves us so much. He sent his only begotten Son to this world to die for us. It's just what God has ordained for our lives. The good as well as the evil. The world cannot receive these things. And they can't understand them. They're spiritually discerned. They can't put the puzzle together. I got that in my message anyway. Let's go to John 8, verse 44, if you will. People are by nature, born children of Satan. All of them. People say, I'm born child of God. No, you wouldn't. I was born loving God. I loved God all my life. No, you haven't. All of that's lies. Lies, lies, lies. We are depraved. We cannot love God. We cannot be accepted by God. We cannot do any good for God until we're saved. Until we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. How important is Christ in your life? He is the mediator between you and God. He brings us together with God and connects us to God, making us God's children, putting us in a place of prestige in Christ Jesus and through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord for loving us. He says in John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. Folks, that's total depravity. Satan is your father in a lost state. He was ours in a lost state, and he is the world's in a lost state. You wonder, how can people be this way? Rebecca and I watch a lot of cop stuff on YouTube all the time. Car chases, just people being arrested, and people doing evil things, and sometimes people do good things. But you know the world, everything evil is what makes the TV, right? It's what makes people watch, right? They want to see things happen. Because that's our nature, isn't it? It is. You see a car, man, you got to slow down. You slow down so much, you almost cause wrecks. People run, trying to run in the back of it because they're not looking. And you're trying to look as if anybody's dead. What are you looking for? It's a car wreck. You never seen a car wreck before? Well, we do the same thing. What you do, we're watching, see who was hurt. Was anybody get, it's just nature, isn't it? We're nosy. Just who we are as people. Third. Lord went on to say, there's none righteous. I'm sorry, there's none that understands. Another part of depravity, isn't it? People say, oh, total depravity, oh, it don't exist. You know why they hate total depravity so much? Because it makes an unable